AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky says the U.S. is offering Ukraine security guarantees for 15 years as part of a proposed peace plan. Zelensky met yesterday with President Trump. Today, the president talked by phone with Russia's Vladimir Putin, who told him Ukrainian drones attacked his house.
I just heard about them, actually, but I don't know about them.
Did you speak with
him? That would be too bad. That would not be good.
The president met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at Mar-a-Lago in Florida. They talked about the next phase of the fragile ceasefire.
Well, we talked about Hamas and we talked about disarmament. And they're going to be given a very short period of time to disarm. And we'll see how that works out.
After a deadly attack on last year's celebration, security has been beefed up in New Orleans for New Year's Eve.
The National Guard, as you know, are expected to be in our city and in partnership with the city through Mardi Gras.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
And we absolutely are welcoming of those added resources.
Last New Year's, an attacker drove around a police blockade and plowed his vehicle through the crowds on Bourbon Street, killing 14. This year, in addition to the 350 National Guard members,
the Coast Guard providing aviation support, patrol boats, and shoreside patrols.
The city's Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness, Colin Arnold.
It appears that we're going to have close to 800 law enforcement downtown and in the French Quarter, and I think that that's going to be outstanding. You're going to see an incredible visual presence.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says federal Homeland Security officials are conducting a fraud investigation in Minneapolis. The action comes after years of investigation that began with a $300 million scheme at the nonprofit Feeding Our Future. This is AP News. Turkey is facing attacks from the Islamic State group,
leaving three police officers and six militants dead, while at least eight other police officers and a night guard were wounded. The minister explained the operation in Yalova province was one of many simultaneous raids carried out against IS suspects in 15 provinces across the country. Last week, the police launched many other raids, detaining militants who were allegedly planning attacks targeting Christmas and New Year celebrations. The group has carried out a series of deadly attacks in Turkey in recent years, including a shooting at an Istanbul nightclub during New Year celebrations on January 1, 2017, killing 39 people. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Saudi Arabia says it bombed the port city of Mukalla in Yemen over a shipment of weapons for a separatist force there that arrived from the United Arab Emirates. More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.